My name is Anya. I'm a member of the Worship Associates. And I'd like to begin by inviting you to join us this evening for a winter solstice celebration in the auditorium beginning at 6 o'clock. Feel free to bring readings or reflections that you might like to share during that celebration. And I do ask that you stop the craziness, stop the shopping, and come join us this evening. My readings this morning are excerpted from a book called Celebrating the Great Mother, and there is a meditation attached with this. Earth is winter's element. Everywhere we are confronted with this motionless grace. Water turns to stone, and the world is bleached white as bone by snow and ice. Bare branches remind us of the underlying shape of things, finally revealed in stark beauty. There is a special silence in winter. The few birds left to us are too busy trying to stay alive to grace the air much with song. And the muffler of snow hushes everything. This is the stillness behind motion when time itself stops. It can be good to feel nature's power now. Despite all of our technology, when a big snowstorm hits, we are immobilized, forced to stop and wait. Winter makes a stillness in us that echoes the season. I ask that you close your eyes for a few minutes and relax and take a deep breath. Imagine you were alive 12,000 years ago. It is winter. You are cold and hungry. Days are getting shorter. You light a fire and sit by it and reflect about the past year, its successes and failures. In an earthenware pot in the corner of your dwelling, are the carefully preserved seeds that will become next year's harvest. These seeds are life and death for you and your tribe. Think about them. Today, those seeds are the things which you wish to manifest. Which ones do you really want to plant? And which ones you need to release. The days get darker, and you wait, wondering if the sun will return. Suddenly, when it seems the world cannot get any darker, a beam of strong, pale sunlight streams into your space. The seeds are illuminated, and they glow with the promise of spring. Please take a few moments to reflect on these words. The winter solstice is for us a new beginning. It is time to hope that darkness will give way to light and that the world will be a better place. The mystery is that we are connected even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.